It's Mad City Live. I'm Buzz Kemper. In the Best of Mad City Live series we ran in January, I made a quick mention of the fact that we tried, but failed, to record the Indigo Girls Madison concert. That show took place just a few weeks prior to the Milwaukee show that we're hearing tonight. By the time we got permission to record the Madison show, the tour had begun, so we had all the paperwork signed, but we needed to talk to Indigo's sound crew to get the technical specs. If you've ever attempted to get a touring front-of-house mixing engineer on the phone, you'll understand the problem. Like most of her peers, Michelle Sabalchik probably works 10 hours a day, spends another 12 or so traveling to the next venue, and then lets naps suffice in place of real sleep. So we never hooked up with her. When Steve arrived at the Madison Civic Center to patch in our recording truck, he was confronted with the largest, most perplexing setup he'd ever seen. 56 tape tracks would be required. So that was just the start. Then we knew we were sunk. We needed more people, more equipment, and probably stronger tranquilizers. Well, Peter Jest of ACG and Russell Carter of Carter Artist Management saved the day. They offered to fast-track permission to record the Milwaukee show. That gave us a few weeks to regroup, and regroup we did. Here are the results. Indigo Girls on tonight's Mad City Live.